It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, February 16th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man accused of killing his wife is now scheduled to make his first initial court appearance in Iowa. 37-year-old Brandon Kassemeyer is facing a first-degree murder charge in the death of his estranged wife, Jamie Kassemeyer. She was found deceased at her home in Waukon the morning of January 22nd by Waukon police conducting a welfare check. Her death was initially labeled as suspicious in nature, but is now considered a homicide. According to court documents, officers had to force entry into the home where they discovered Jamie dead with extensive injuries to her face. Investigators said they found an empty handgun case and several fired .22 caliber cartridge casings at the home. It's believed she was killed on January 21st, the last day family members say they heard from Jamie. In the early morning hours of January 23rd, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office arrested Brandon Kassemeyer at a hotel in Loveland, Colorado, where he had driven in a vehicle registered to Jamie and himself. Police said they found a .22 caliber revolver in the car, believed to be the murder weapon. An Allamaquis County warrant for his official arrest in Waukon was executed Wednesday at the Allamaquis County Jail. He is being held without bond. Yesterday, Allamaquis County Attorney Anthony Gorecki requested medical records for Jamie Kassemeyer from January 1, 2012 through January 21st of this year as evidence of continual domestic abuse by Brandon Kassemeyer. The motion states the requested information is believed to be relevant and essential to the criminal investigation and the prosecution in this case. Kassemeyer is scheduled for his initial court appearance in Allamaquis County District Court next Friday, and a bond review hearing is slated for February 26th. A Northeast Iowa man, already facing trial for assault and child endangerment, has been arrested for felony stalking. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Jeffrey Schmidt of St. Lucas was taken into custody Tuesday for stalking, violation of a protective order, a Class C felony. He's also been charged with two counts of contempt, violation of a protective order. According to the criminal complaints, the victim, Aaron Schmidt, lives at the farm that Jeremy Schmidt operates about halfway between St. Lucas and Fort Atkinson, but he is not allowed within 300 feet of her, as stipulated in a no-contact order stemming from incidents last November. Authorities say Aaron Schmidt told them that Jeffrey Schmidt violated a no-contact order on at least five occasions between December 15th and February 10th, causing her to feel like a prisoner in her own home while living in fear and anxiety. Court records also showed that the Fayette County Sheriff's Office arrested Jeffrey Schmidt on November 25th after he was accused of using the back of his hand to slap her across the face at a residence in St. Lucas. Investigators say several witnesses confirmed the alleged assault, and about 3 weeks later, additional witness statements accused him of also slapping his 3-year-old daughter during the same incident. Schmidt is scheduled for trial April 10th in Fayette County on charges of child endangerment, an aggravated misdemeanor, domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor, and simple misdemeanor assault. Schmidt has been released from the Winnesee County Jail after posting bail of $25,000. Installation of speed cameras in Charles City continues to be a work in progress. Speed cameras are being placed near Charlie Western Trail crossings on State Highways 14, 18, and 218, which Pete Helmstead with the DOT's Mason City District Office notes is the city's call.
While they are Iowa highways or U.S. highways or interstates, that is a joint jurisdiction with the city and the state. So, yes, the city can pass an ordinance saying we want speed cameras here.
Still, Helmstead says the DOT had to first approve permits before the poles and cameras could be erected.
To make sure that they are being put in a safe place, to make sure they are signed correctly, to make sure they're not going to be blocking a view at an intersection. So as far as whether or not a speed camera goes in there, no, we have no say at that. We do look to make sure they're not artificially putting in a low speed limit, like on a road that's 35 miles per hour, and they say, well, let's put in a speed camera at 20 miles per hour.
There was a time when the DOT had more control over the placement of speed cameras.
In 2018, some cities filed a lawsuit against the DOT saying, more or less saying, it's none of your business where we want our speed cameras. And that ended up in the Iowa Supreme Court. The Iowa Supreme Court sided with the cities, so that law is no longer in place.
While photo-enforced signs are up in Charles City, not all speed cameras have been put up, and those that have are not yet operational. Once they are, Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson says there will be about a one-month grace period in which speed violators will receive warnings before the automated system begins issuing ticket fines. Construction of the new Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi River connecting northeast Iowa with southwest Wisconsin will require a closure to Front Street in Lansing starting today.
We are going to start work on Pier 1, which is the pier right on the river bank on the Iowa side. And we need Front Street closed to access the work site there.
That's Pete Helmstead with the DOT, who says weather has allowed the bridge project to move forward at a steady pace, but Mother Nature's cooperation could also present a challenge.
We've been trying to get some of the work done in the river because we want to get the majority, or what we can get done anyway, in the river before the shipping season starts with the barges and boats coming down the river, so we can stay out of the way of that. But it's funny, the weather has helped us as far as construction over there because it's been so good, but it also may hurt us because that barge season may start a lot earlier than normal, so we don't have as much time to get out of the river.
Helmstead adds that a new live webcam of the bridge construction launched yesterday and is now available at iowadot.gov/LansingBridge. The DOT says federal funding will cover approximately 80% of the $140 million cost of the bridge, with the rest split between Iowa and Wisconsin. The current bridge will remain in use until the new bridge is built. The Front Street closure in Lansing is expected to continue through this fall, with another closure of the street anticipated from the fall of 2025 through the summer of 2027. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.